The chief executive of the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce says that 2016 can still be a positive year for the city's economy. Paul Faulkner spoke to Pablo Taylor after the Chancellor George Osborne warned the UK faces one of the toughest years since the financial crisis.
Last year, 2015, we saw an incredible amount of development going on in Birmingham. So I think, you know, there's lots of positive indicators. You know, you drive around the city, you can see the work being done around Paradise right now. The HSBC Retail Bank, the new headquarters, is going up, and that will start to take shape this year. And we're going to have more physical indicators of the continued success of Birmingham. So there's lots of reasons why we should still feel very positive. But equally, I think there's no harm in taking note of what the Chancellor says and just recognising that, you know, we can't go gung-ho.
Office construction is at a 13-year high in Birmingham city centre.
Yeah.
Is that in itself a healthy indicator of how well Birmingham is doing economy-wise?
Well, yeah, it is, because, you know, developers wouldn't be developing more office space and putting sort of money into it. They didn't think that they'd be filling it. And they're filling it because there's a demand for that office space. So that's demand from, you know, companies already here looking to grow, and companies looking to relocate and move into the area.
But some people have raised concerns about the kind of construction which is going on in Birmingham. Alice Porter has more.
If you walk through Birmingham at the moment, you can't help but notice the sheer amount of construction and building work that is taking place. For walking along Millennium Point, I saw a massive crane in which student accommodation is being built. If you go along New Street, there's the new tram system being built. And as I speak, Birmingham Central Library is currently being demolished. It's a huge concrete structure, and it's been a bit of an eyesore on the face of Birmingham. And there's been a little bit of a group of people who are watching this huge crane take away massive chunks of concrete. But what do people in Birmingham think of the facelift of their city?
It's got to be revitalised. Things can't stay the same because it was getting run down. But it's like anywhere, it's big shops. Nothing of real character.
Concerns me a little bit, because I can only imagine my rent is going to go sky high once all this building work's done. I do think property around the edge of town is going to go a lot higher.
Despite the increase in construction in Birmingham city centre, there are still some on Birmingham City Council who think there is still a problem when it comes to building houses in the area.
My name's Val Seabright. My only, honestly, serious concern is that we should be doing more construction of houses. And I live out in the south of the city, where we are doing quite a lot of regeneration, a massive amount of regeneration, but not fast enough. I think we're 850,000 houses short, so I mean, that's what I'd like to see more of.
Despite the noise and the mess, it seems that the construction that is taking place in Birmingham is going to really transform the city, and it's supported by many people, but it may not be enough unless more affordable housing is made available.
And there have been 20 new developments across the city since 2013. All except one of the construction projects were located within the centre. 7 were office developments, and only 4 have been for residential use. These 4 projects will create 989 units for people to live in.